Readers of Emergency Live and Inspedia.com. We are with Alessandro Forti, critical care anesthetist and now operator with the helicopter medical service in northeast Italy for ULSS1 on the Dolomites. With him, we were going to talk about hypothermic cardiac arrest with full neurologic recovery. So, good morning, Alessandro, and thank you to be here in line with us.
Good morning to you.
So let's start from scratch. So where and when do you realize the intervention with your team?
Yes, we did the intervention on August 26 in 2017 on the southern wall of Marmolada. It's a big mountain in the northeast part of Italy.
Yes, and which kind of instrument do you have at your disposal in the pre-hospital setting?
So we have both the meat material for an advanced life support rescue and a small part of monitoring material so we can move in every part of the mountains. And so we have all the instruments that have a normal emergency medical service like an ambulance. But we have a rotor, and we fly with them, so we have to bring with all the team all to save lives.
Hypothermia in summer, which is the main topic of our interview, is usually connected to bad weather conditions. So how many times after the first emergency call did you start with the SAR HAMS operation?
So, if this happens before starting, we evaluate the feasibility of HAMS SAR operation, so the operation with a helicopter emergency medical service and the search and rescue operation. The helicopter commander evaluates the weather conditions, the residual light, and the place to perform the rescue. If you work so in a mountain wall, and especially for a complex operation like in the wall, yes, other mountain rescues are often called to help us. So the connection from medical doctor and mountain rescue are often called because we have to move us, but in safe condition every time.
Yes. In which part of the intervention did you start to consider a potential ROSC? In other words, when did you see the first vital signals?
So this patient was hypothermic, severe hypothermic. He doesn't shiver anymore, so he had no carotid pulse. He was immediately reanimated by manual external chest compression. The grid was the trip. Third grade of Swiss evaluation. So the a condition where the no shiver, that means unconscious tensions and no sign of life. But we don't know the beginning was what the temperature was. After 5 minutes, we looked at the temperature was 26 degrees. The medical doctor at the beginning, give it 2 suction, but not successful because the temperature was too low. Then we start with external automatic cardiac massage device like Lucas, and was applied and transported after being intubated to the reference hub hospital to assist with the ACLS, so extracardiac life support. And so like an ECMO. This is very important because we know that a patient, if it's cold, we cannot say it's dead. So we have to bring with an ongoing CPR from the rescue place to an hub hospital with a cardiac surgery.
And how many times after the recovery of the patient do you perform mechanical CPR?
Every time. Always we start manually, but after 1 or a couple of minutes, we start with the mechanical chest compression every time, in every condition.
Is there a precise reason?
Reason is because the quality of the chest compression is always the best. We know that after 2 or 3 minutes, the quality of the chest compression slower. And we know that the low flow time is very important, not so much in comparison to the no flow time, because we, in normal condition, when the patient is not hypothermic, we start with mechanical chest compression and ongoing CPR only when the no flow time is lower than 5 minutes. But if an hypothermic patient presents a ventricular fibrillation, a systolic condition with 24 or 25 degree, we start with mechanical chest compression, because we know that in this condition we have a good performance of chest compression.
Yes, and we know that brain is very delicate, and it is a very important organ to take care of, especially in case of cardiac arrest. So, did you have at your disposal some instruments for incrementing brain perfusion? And do you consider this as an important factor in the full recovery of the patient's brain functions?
Yes, so it's very, very important. I think that, I see that mechanical external compression is the gold standard for CPR, even short ones. It is not certain that after a few minutes of manual CPR, the quality decays. I know that there are promising devices like the impedance threshold device that manages to improve cardiac output during resuscitation. So I haven't used any more of this, but I heard about this, and I think that probably can induce so a better cardiac output. And probably it's to try so for the combine to mechanical CPR and this device. And there are some studies that explain that the ventilation with a small venturi device may induce a better cardiac output, because the ventilation during chest compression is not really synchronized. And on the market, we know there are some automatic ventilator that have a software that analyzes the chest compression and can synchronize with the mechanical chest compression, the manual chest compression. I think that every clinician know that when we perform a chest compression and the patient is intubated, it's very difficult to give a good ventilation, because every time the ventilator signs that the peak pressure is raised. And so I think that we have to think about the quality of chest compression and the quality of ventilation. And the quality of ventilation we can improve, I hope, I think, with this impedance threshold device.
Yeah, also because I think we have to bear in mind that such practices are even more difficult when you are performing salvation and rescue procedures in air, so on helicopters, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So in these cases, do you start ECMO in pre-hospital setting? Can you also describe us the solution you use usually in your in Belluno, in your areas?
Okay, we currently do not start ACLS in the pre-hospital setting. We communicate the arrival of our patients to whom we are performing ongoing CPR. So we say We are performing an ongoing CPR to the medical service, and they say to the hub hospital, our reference hub hospital, our hospital is Treviso, and they say we have a purple code. Purple code is a different color to organize, so like the red color, red code. But the purple code means that we start an ongoing CPR with a patient that we find with age under 65, with witnessed cardiac arrest. The rhythm of presentation is ventricular fibrillation to the first heart cue, and the no-flow time is less than 5 minutes. Also excluded are patients with the neurologic and neoplastic terminal disease, and the patient who have an implanted ventricular assist device, a VAD, because it's impossible to compress a patient with a VAD. And completely different is with a hypertonic patient. With we have this particular it's a bit particular case. Probably we say okay, the age we think that 65 is enough to improve to start with ICLS. But when we find, for example, a phalanx victim with 24 Celsius degree, and okay, the air pocket is present, but it's in a systole, we start with ongoing CPR with normal, so lecture 2 saves us. For the pre-hospital setting, we know that in Germany, in France, they move with this kind of setting. I think it's probably in the future maybe a good setting and a successful setting, but it depends on how many crew you have. Because 5 years ago, I thought to start with this in our country, but the organization is very, very difficult because you have to have a nurse of anesthesia or a cardiac anesthesiologist and a cardiac surgeon or a perfusionist present 24 hours in a HEMS base. That means it's very, very expensive. And in our situation, so in Italy, it's very difficult to organize this, so in our country.
There are many interesting studies about inducted hypothermia for hospital cardiac operations. What do you think about the aggressive resuscitation measures after hypothermic out-of-hospital cardiac arrest? Are we close to some universal indications?
So it's now very clear and mandatory for the hypothermic patient with an unstable hemodynamic to transport the patient in a center that has the ECLS available. The most dangerous temperature is between 26 and 30 degrees. Under 26 Celsius degrees, it's automatic that this patient should go to the hospital with an ECMO team disposable. The treatment of an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest and an hypothermic patient is certainly very challenging. It requires high skills and resuscitation technologies within the hospital, filters for cytokines removal, advanced neurological monitoring with EEG and SEPP, dosage of neuronalysis, so NSE. It's very difficult because I work it in a cardiac intensive care. For the first 24, 48 hours, you have to give more therapy. So you have to be aggressive. So I know that sometimes happens that we achieve a ROSC, the patient with an ongoing CPR, and the cardiologist says, okay, the patient is good enough, we cannot start we cannot put the patient in an ECMO, in venous artery ECMO. But after 10, 12 hours, these arrhythmias compare so ventricular fibrillation, ventricular tachycardia, and problem with norepinephrine, frame, adrenaline, high dosage. So, and this problem brings the patients to lactoxidemia. Bowel ischemia and the vasoplasia compare after so 24 hours. So it's mandatory for me, from my experience, to be aggressive for the 48 hours after the cardiac arrest for a good outcome for the patients. Like so on 2012 in the Praga Protocol, they call this Praga Protocol, was an idea to be very, very aggressive for all the cardiac arrest. And 2 years after, so in the CHIR Protocol in Australia, they take this consideration and they start with this protocol, very, very interesting, not so much patient, but with a survival rate of 40%. So it's very a good results. That's my opinion.
Yes, I imagine. Yeah, absolutely. Very interesting and important to know how to act in these difficult situations and in such dangerous environments like mountains. So thank you, Alessandro, for your contribution.
Okay, thank you too. It's very pleasure.